Welcome back to Shakedown Shan TGIF, and in this case my Friday is Fake It Friday. I was so excited that it was Friday that I ran out of work at 5 to come here and left all my articles at work.
And your computer.
And my computer. I don't have my chargers. I don't have anything. I'm not going live on Facebook. Today is Fake It Friday. Fake it till you make it.
But let me ask you a question now. We were just talking about your work. And did it seem like a real crazy week this week? And I know you've been going through a lot of stuff at work with
people passing away
and that. But didn't it seem like real wacky?
Yeah.
Everybody I talked to said this week just
was weird.
Seemed weird.
I had some crazy people this week and last week, but just the people have been very strange.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. I don't know what the moon phase is right now, but I had this one customer one time. She a little eccentric, but she was really nice and sweet. She kind of reminds me of what I might be like when I'm older. She's a little older. She was moving to New Mexico. Her name was Lucy. And she was all frantic and crazy that she needed to get everything done. And she's telling me basically her whole story of her life at that time. And she's like, you know, everything's working its way out. Not the way I wanted it to, but it's working. It's going. I'll get there. It'll be okay. And it's just one thing after another for her trying to move to New Mexico. And she goes, you know, it must be because Mercury is, Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh, okay.
And I know it's not right now, but every time it is since then, I always think of her.
Really?
I always think of her.
That's neat. I know a full moon's coming up soon, if it hasn't already. But you said now you'd like to be like her when you get older, when you're as old. How old was she?
She must have been in her 60s.
That's not old.
That's a big older.
That's a big insult, you know?
Old to me.
Old to you. I know. It's funny how when you're young, 40 seems like old, and then you get up in your 30s, and then 50s seems old, and then you realize how many years, if you're in good health, you got left, and it's I don't know. But, yeah, it always seems far off, but it goes by quick.
It does go by quick. Yeah. I remember I used to tell my great-grandmother, because she always used to be like, I'm getting old, you know. And, I mean, well, she is my great-grandmother. Yeah. She's Noah's great-great-grandmother. But I used to tell her when I was a kid all the time that I'm like, Graham, you're not old till you hit 100. And try to make her feel good.
Well, my mother, when she was 30, she kept saying how old she was. And it was terrible. And then when I got to be probably, you know, when I was 25 out on my own, you know, she used to call me up and wish me a happy birthday, and she'd be crying. I said, what are you crying for? And she goes, well, I'm another year older, too. And it's like, oh, my God, from 30 years, and she died when she was 82. Every year we had to hear how old she was. And it's just how some people are, you know.
Yeah. I always harp on Joey for being old because he's 26, so he's past his quarter of a century mark.
Right.
So I always make sure he knows that.
That's the way to go,
I'm
Shannon.
I'm not there yet.
No, you're not. And when you are, I can't wait. I mean, I hope I'm still alive because I'm so old. But I'm going to give it to you when you hit your quarter
century. Oh, my God. So many people are going to just harp on me about how I'm a quarter of a century old when that comes up.
I'll get you a reservation in the home of the Good Shepherd.
What's that?
The nursing home.
Oh.
I think we spend a day there.
Yeah.
No, I'll get you set up so when you hit you know, the old age, about 60, you can go in there and I'll pay for the first month or something for you, you know?
Oh, I don't think I could do a nursing home. They're a little crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't really take care of you. Maybe they do. I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
Some of them don't.
But they have a lot of things to look after. And usually nursing homes are understaffed. And, you know, they try the best they can, I think.
Yeah, my sister worked in a nursing home for a long time. And she always said how much of a terrible job it was. Because she wanted to help people, but she's always doing the most ridiculous things for people.
Yeah.
And getting yelled at and hit and by these senile people.
Oh, my.
And it's not fun. I also think you hear the horror stories sometimes of these random places. And, yeah, they're outliers. They don't represent the majority of nursing homes. But it's also kind of like I just heard this week about a funeral home that had been shut down for malpracticing and for uncleanliness and everything like that. Is really, really gross. But the person that bought the property was renovating it into like a community center.
Uh-huh.
And while he was doing that, found like 9 dead infant bodies.
Oh my gosh.
In the ceiling.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh my gosh.
And so you hear these horror stories of things and you're like, man, what's going to happen to me when I get out?
I hope the guy was put in prison.
It's under investigation right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Like the guy that got it, I mean, people passing by the place used to say it smelled bad and everything. And, the guy that bought it was like, I just couldn't figure out where that smell was coming from. And then he finally found it just rotting there.
Oh, man. Well, think about the poor families. What did they...
Right.
For the casket or were they... They had to have been casket because, I mean, you could... what do you call it?
Cremate
the bodies. I mean, that's... You do it, but probably saved money on a casket or something. I can't imagine that.
I don't know how he got away with that.
Me either.
But you hear about that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah.
There was another place, another funeral home that got caught with bodies in their garage or something just rotting away.
Weird.
Like, how does this stuff happen? I don't understand.
A lot of crazy things happen.
A lot of crazy people.
But I have to tell you a funny story. My father-in-law was getting dementia, and he was in the hospital, and I went to visit him, and... he goes, you got to help me. He was in intensive care. He had a bad heart. And he said, you got to help me. And I said, what's the matter? And he goes, all those nurses out there, they stand in front of my door and they talk about how rich I am. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah. He said, what business is it? There's how much money I have.
Right.
I mean, he was not wealthy. And I said, Dad, they're not standing around talking to you. They got 9 other rooms in intensive care. Then he goes into a nursing home and I used to visit him every day and I said, how you doing? And he goes, oh, you got to help me. I said, what's the matter? And he says, well, this big black attendant comes in my room, comes in my room every day and picks me up and throws me around the room. And I said, what? And he goes, it's terrible. And he picks me up and he just throws me against the wall. Then he'll come over and pick me up again. And he said, and every time a nurse comes by, he stops and he pats me on the back. Then when they go, he throws me around again.
I wonder why.
That's just in his mind. I mean, he was getting dementia. He didn't know what he was doing. But, I mean, it's sad when people get that way. Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The stories they come up with, they can't help it. But it's just funny sometimes what they see.
Yeah, you got to find the humor in terrible situations.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather is going through Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to get worse. And so I was up to camp last weekend and my uncle was talking about, oh, his birthday's coming up soon. We got to plan his party and everything. And they're like, but we have to have it on his birthday. Because if you do it like on the weekend around it, mm-hmm. he will just complain that it's not really his birthday. Because we had a big party for him when he turned 80.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's not my birthday. It was like 2 weeks after his birthday, I think. I don't know why we waited so long. But he goes, it's not even my birthday. Like all night. And so I'm like, okay, well, what day of the week is it this year? And my uncle goes, well, it's on a Wednesday. And I'm like, you're not going to get anybody together on a Wednesday.
I know.
I'm like, you can count me out. I'm done. You're not getting really? Me on a Wednesday. And so then he goes, well, we can't have it any other day because he'll complain. And I'm like, well, he has Alzheimer's. Just when we do the party on a Saturday. And when he starts complaining, be like, no, don't you remember? Today's your birthday.
I know. It's
you got to have fun with it.
You do. I mean, you're not making fun of the person. You're just laughing right. at
you just, you got to find things. The humor in it.
Yeah.
It would be funny. I would think it would be funny.
Yeah.
I also have a sick sense of humor sometimes.
Well, don't we all? But my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's, and that's probably one of the worst things a person can get.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's hard on the family. It's so hard on the family. And she was sweet the whole way through. I mean, some people get, grouchy.
Aggressive.
And yeah. But she was so sweet, and the nurses loved her. And she went right up to the end. I mean, she didn't know who anybody was, and she had a DNR, and, she stopped eating, and she was curled up, and, just passed away. But it's terrible. They can't come up with something to... I know. We talked about Big Pharma, and if they would just put more money into researching rather than selling the
right.
big drugs,
The stuff that doesn't do anything for anybody.
Right. But make them high and...
But turn them into fiends.
Yeah, really.
Turn them into drug fiends. And then they cut them off and say, no, we're not prescribing
do it
you
anymore.
This anymore.
Yeah.
Go to the streets and become a criminal.
Oh, I'll tell you a funny story because we got talking about marijuana. Mm-hmm. And my wife ordered some dog food from this company in England.
Because
it was a special type she read about and she wanted to get some. Well, the credit card wouldn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a call from, and she tried it like three times, and she got a call from the credit card company, and they said that it won't go through because in England they legally can sell the oil. I don't know what kind of.
The CBD
yes,
oil?
Yes, CBD oil. And because they sell that, you can't buy anything from them in the States. So my wife goes, oh my gosh, I want to buy their dog food. I don't want it laced with the stuff, And the dog food didn't have any of it in it. So they said they would appeal it to the higher department. And she ended up being able to get it. So she said to the girl, if I want to order it again, do I have to go through this whole procedure? And they said, yes. Because it'll keep getting denied.
Maybe it's not CBD oil, though, because you can buy CBD oil.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
All right. Well, it can't be that then.
It's got to be something else.
I know it was...
Was it maybe like hemp?
No. It was some oil. It was some kind of oil. Yeah, but I don't know. And it must be illegal in the States because...
Well, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I'll find out what it is and text it to you so you know.
excuse me.
That's okay. It's better than the hiccups. I'll never forget that day.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I think I'd rather have the hiccups, though. They're hilarious.
Oh, no, you won't. Oh, yeah. Well, rather than a cold, but...
You
almost died that day.
God. But I know Joey orders like CBD products, lotion, and I think just lotion. I don't remember what else he got. Some kind of medicine for headaches or something.
Uh-huh.
But the lotion is really cool. It's like minty, and it feels good when you put it on your skin. It's like a topical cream.
Really?
But it's from this company that one of the podcasts that we listened to listen to, supports and uses for advertisement. And so he finally decided to get some stuff from it. And pretty good. I like the lotion.
It's good. It does what it's does. Supposed to.
You got an itch, you just put it on your itch.
Really?
Like, I think you're also supposed to be able to put it on, like, joint pain, too. But I don't remember. Don't quote me on that.
Is it homeopathic, did you say?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if it's, like, not generic, but homeopathic for, like, Benadryl. Or something
maybe.
Where,
like,
you know, you put it on.
Inflammatory.
And that would be neat because then you're not putting the chemicals on you.
I have to look at the label.
So you know what we're doing here? We're setting up for the next show.
Right.
I'm going to find.
We're going to find out all this information and bring it
that's
back.
That's right. And bring it back. And everybody's going to just know.
And the articles.
The articles from last time in your computer.
Right.
And your charger.
And my charger.
Now you're going away.
I am. I'm going to Rhode Island. I'm going to a wedding.
Now, did you make one of those?
No, I don't know. I did not make a giant dream catcher with over 100 stones on it.
Huh.
Oh, my God. I swear I put like over 100 hours into that.
Yeah, I know. You were.
Blood, sweat, and tears, literally. Like, I think I nicked myself with the drill bit one time, and then sweating in the heat outside because you don't want to drill them inside because it's so loud.
Right.
Sweating in the heat outside,
and
drilling
then
the holes.
Some of the stones cracked.
Yeah,
right?
Crying because it was so stressful, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to get this thing done, which I when I was in Washington, D.C., I got more stones to drill holes in. And
just to have them ready. just when you're going to do it again.
When
the
I'm
going to
do another giant dream catcher. But I'm going to a wedding in Rhode Island this weekend. It's a friend of a friend's wedding. And I'm just going for the fun of it. Who doesn't love a good wedding?
I know, really. And now, are you a wedding crasher or
no?
You're going.
I'm going.
Okay.
I hope. It's not in a church, though, because they make me feel weird.
Why?
Like, I don't mind churches. They're pretty. But, like, I don't like to sit in them.
Why?
Just because, like, I was traumatized as a child when I went to Sunday school one time with my friend. She's like, you should come. It'll be really fun. And they, like, redid the Last Supper thing. We were acting it out. And they had to pick a sacrifice. And here I am, like, 5 or 6 years old. And I was chosen to be the sacrifice. Oh. And here I am, the only thing I know about this religion that I'm partaking in right now, the only thing I knew then was this guy got hammered to a cross. And here I am. And I'm like, they're gonna kill me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I cried and made them call my mom to come get me.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so scared.
So you played Jesus and you were upset about it.
I didn't even do it. I left.
Oh, you did?
I was so scared I left.
So you left the cross with nobody on it.
Right.
They really weren't going to nail your hands, you know.
I thought they were going to kill me.
Yeah.
I was traumatized, and ever since then, I've just not liked it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if it is in a church, you don't have to worry about, I mean, Easter is over.
Right, yeah.
You know, they may put you in a manger for Christmas, you know, the birth of baby Jesus. You might have to lay in a manger for a week or so, you know, with cows breathing over you and everything. That's too funny. But you know, I wonder how much fun you could have. I've never watched the movies, the Wedding Crashers. You know, I wonder how much fun you could have just going to a wedding, like you enjoy. You just dress up and you go to a wedding and say to the groom's side, "Oh, we're friends of the bride," and then when the bride's side, you say, "Oh, we're friends of the groom," and just sit down and have a meal, and you could probably get away with it.
Yeah, just like pick a random wedding.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
I never have either.
Oh, but, well, good. We're on the same page.
I'm just like, you know, I don't even know if that's what the movie's about, but I would think so.
Maybe.
But I have no, I think they were, nah, I don't know if they were a band or not. I think they just crashed. But I think it would be fun.
That would be fun.
Find out a nice restaurant where they're having the reception, you know, and then that's where you want to go. Right. You don't want to go to like a Elks Club where they're going to have a buffet with macaroni and meatballs or something, you know.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't eat the meatballs. I hope there's good food. I will get so disappointed. I will be so disappointed if the food is bad. What I like to do is I like to go to weddings and think about how ridiculous the money is they're spending.
Oh, I know.
So, like, first of all, like, say this wedding that we're going to is, like, $40,000. Say that's what it is. Okay, well, the honeymoon's probably going to be a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
A lot less. Wouldn't you rather have taken $40,000 and, like, just taken, like, 3 months off from everything and gone somewhere really awesome in the world that you're probably not going to get the time to do coming up, and then spend less on this one night that you're too busy to, like, enjoy because you have, it's so expensive that you've got all these other things going on. You're trying to make sure everything's right because you got so much going into it. Wouldn't you rather just spend less on that and spend more on the honeymoon if you're going to spend that much
money? Well, if you're parents of the bride, see, today almost both sides have to pay for the share costs of the wedding because it's so expensive.
Right, yeah. My parents aren't going to pay anything.
No.
I don't expect them to.
My daughter got married and we said, you know, we'll... It was a very small wedding, and we had it at the golf course restaurant here in Boston Spa, and it was nice. It didn't cost a lot, but we said
it doesn't take a lot. We'll to have
either
a nice wedding.
No, we'll either, you know, pay for that or give you the money, and so my daughter ended up paying for it, and we gave her the money, and she was happy. And like I said, it really wasn't that expensive, but she was happy with the money. And then, you know, on their honeymoon they went, and but at least they had a little something to start when they came back, you know.
Yeah.
But and then these weddings too that you invite 300 people to, I mean, or 200 people.
Yeah, I just don't understand why so many people. Why there has to be so much into it?
Yeah. Well, they want to put on a show, you know, like, and.
Go find a park. Go to a beach.
We went to a wedding at this, I can't think of, Malozzi's, which is a real fancy, and we went, friends of ours, daughter got married, and they invited, I think it was like 240 people, and it was $75 a plate.
That's crazy, just and, on food.
And they had... hors d'oeuvres. They had a special room for hors d'oeuvres, and anything you can imagine they had: crab legs, shrimp, everything. It was amazing. Then they had Italian pastry because the fella that she married was a grandson of the owner, and a room with just Italian pastry in it, all kinds. You know?
I mean, if you have the money, go for it. By all means, have whatever kind of wedding you want. I'm not going to be like, well, you shouldn't. But I think, like, it's just it's dumb money to spend.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Why? Just on one day.
I know.
One day of your life, you're just going to dump all that money in. $40,000, that's more than my car is worth.
Yeah.
That's more than my car. That's going to last me years.
The way I figure it, if you have to spend that much money, I mean, I hate to say it because a lot of brides that their family spend that money are wonderful people. But what does that say about you as a person? I mean, most of the time, the parents, that amount of money, the parents have to pay for. And it may put them in debt for, you know.
Some people do go into debt over weddings, and it's just not, it makes no sense.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
See, when we got married, my in-laws paid for it, but it wasn't a sit-down dinner. It was hors d'oeuvres, heavy hors d'oeuvres, mm-hmm. and we had it at McGregor Golf Course, and, you know, we had a band and everything, but it didn't cost them a fortune. And I'll tell you, we had a lot of fun that day. And everybody there had a lot of fun. And
right.
If you've ever seen
like these wedding dress shows where these girls spend like $20,000 on a wedding dress.
Right.
And I'm just like, what are you doing with your money?
You're wearing it once.
Right. And then never again. You can never wear that again. Like, what are you going to wear it to? Your next wedding?
Right. Well, you box it up and it sits in your closet.
Right.
And 40 years later, you look up on the shelf and it's still sitting there from 40 years ago.
Collecting dust.
Right.
My $10,000 dust collector.
I know. The only thing my daughter wore of my wife's was the headpiece and the veil. I mean, that was packed separate, so we didn't have to rip the wedding dress, but she wanted to wear something, and the veil was still nice, so she wore that. That's sensible. I mean,
right.
Spending all that money, and she didn't pay a lot for her. Matter of fact, my daughter is very cost efficient. I mean, she went to the wedding dress store wherever she went, and you know how they have like dresses that have gone out of style or mm-hmm. whatever, and
yeah.
they're reduced down. That's where she bought a gown from there, and it was beautiful, but it didn't cost
half of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for if you want to have a big fancy wedding and spend lots of money, go for it, whatever. But A, don't put yourself into debt over it. B, I personally think it's stupid. Like, I know it's not very nice to say, but I personally think that spending $40,000-$50,000 on one night, if you're gonna spend that amount of money, there's so much better things you can spend it on. And like I said, why wouldn't you want to have a $40,000 honeymoon?
Yeah.
Instead, travel. Flip it around. That's gonna give you better memories than this one night.
I mean, travel.
Right. You're gonna see places that you wouldn't see.
So here you go. A girl spends, let's just say, I mean, you know, the gowns do go up that high, but let's say they spend $5,000 on a wedding gown, and the guy just rents a tuxedo for $100. Something's out of whack here, you know? I mean, the guy, all he has to spend is $100, and the girl's spending $5,000. I mean, it's like, what's wrong with the picture there?
Right, yeah.
So.
But anyway, hopefully it'll be a good wedding. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for, I also hate wedding ceremonies.
You do?
Just because they're long and boring.
Yeah.
Unless they're fun and short. Those are the good ones.
Right.
Fun and short, sweet to the point.
Well, a lot of times in churches, they are short and sweet.
Oh, no.
Yes.
My cousin got married on like a super hot summer day in this big church, and she had a huge wedding. Tons of people packed in that church, and they did tradition after tradition after tradition after tradition, and like so much that the groom had to sit down because he almost passed out. He was sweating so bad. And it's just like, come on, just like, I mean, do your traditions or whatever. Like, I feel bad saying that, like, but if I knew it was going to be this long, I probably would have just come to the reception.
Right. Well, you know, the wedding's tomorrow or Sunday?
Tomorrow.
Okay. I heard, and I don't know how true it is, but in Rhode Island, for the weddings that are held tomorrow, they're having a review of the crucifixion. and they're going to pick out a person as a sacrifice. So I'm calling the church that this is going to be at, and I'm going to tell them that there was someone that played Jesus one time and ran away because she was traumatized, but she's older now, and I think she can do it. So
I would cry and run away. This time I might scream.
Call your mother up to pick you up.
She's in Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I would be very upset. Very upset. But anyway, yeah, so I got a wedding this weekend. I know we're like super off topic of what we normally talk about.
Well, I know. But you forgot everything at work. Yeah,
I forgot everything. So. I think there was one thing that I do remember that I had, but there were certain specific points I wanted to talk about. It was the Kanye West meeting with Trump. And so I don't remember what my points were about it. But overall, I don't hate it because he did say some pretty insightful things.
Right.
Like he did bring up the point that he used to think that, like, all the slavery that happened and everything is keeping them down still today, and that racism is keeping them down. And then he said that, but no, really, it's the left that's using it against us.
Sure.
They're the biggest racists of them all, using racism.
Race card. Because
it's not racism that's keeping people down like it was. It's the left using racism.
Right. Well, it's the left making them dependent on the government to keep them down.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court justice, said that it's not the race that holds you back, it's your ambitions.
Right.
And I mean, the employment rate for blacks today is 8.some%. Which it was never higher than 3% before. So they really are appreciating what Trump has done to make them more employable and creating jobs. And they're getting good paying jobs. Mm-hmm. And it'll get rolling because now these young kids have people to look at and say, look at what they did. Look at the jobs they have. I can do that.
Right.
Rather than just sit and say, I'm going to collect from the government my whole life.
And it's like the episode that we had where I was saying that government incentivizes single mothers. Mm-hmm. Like the left over here is feminist this and feminist that. And I mean, I'm a feminist, but like rationally.
Right.
Rationally. Like a feminist should want equality. Right. Whereas the left radical feminists want power.
Right.
They want to be the opposite of what they're saying they want.
Sure.
Which is they don't understand that. But anyway, the left of the government takes and they want to have these broken families and empowered women to be single mothers. But then they're like, but you're a single mother, so you get all this help. And then giving out all that help makes people lazy and decentivizes working,
right?
Decentivizes having intact families. And it's crazy. The left takes these good ideas, somehow like twists them around into like the sick vision, and then somehow makes it look good.
Right. Well, we talked about that.
For the public.
Right.
And use it as their battle cry.
Right. Well, we talked about this, I don't know, that the left likes to, they're for big government. Mm-hmm. And they want people to be dependent on them. And who do they complain the most about? They want to take the money from people who have it. Mm-hmm. And, give it to people who don't and have no incentive to earn anything. Now,
right.
I read, this was maybe 5-6 years ago, and I have nothing against any people, but there was a Spanish family, and the third generation was on public assistance. Their parents and family were on public assistance, and their grandparents were on public assistance the whole time they were here. Now, that is not right.
No.
I mean, you don't come here to be taken care of.
Right. Absolutely not.
And it's like government should not be spending money on that.
No. Well, it's not even the government spending money. It's us spending money.
Well, we give the government the money because our taxes.
Well, they take it.
They take it.
They take
That's right. they take it from those who work hard.
Right.
And they give it to people that aren't working.
Right. So they steal it.
That's right. That's right. Now, Election Day's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have probably, what, a week in
November 6th.
Yeah. The next What's week's it? The last Tomorrow's week the 20th, of October. Yeah. So. Well, maybe let's say 2 weeks.
10.
How are things going with
things are
Larry?
Close.
They are.
They're close. I mean, Larry Sharp has the best chance of beating Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
New York is a hard race to win.
Yeah.
For anybody that's not Cuomo.
Right. Well, you know, it's last week we said Hillary Clinton lost, was it 46 out of 52 counties in the state and still won by several million votes. And Cuomo lost 46 or 47 counties in the state and won by, I don't know how many. I mean, it's, that's why I believe we should separate New York. Anything south of Westchester County should be New York State.
Well, first and of all, New York City should be a state.
Up from Westchester County north should be
South
what
New
did
York.
I want north no south north New York. New York and they should be South New York, like South Dakota and North Dakota. But really, I mean, when you consider that such a small area controls the state, that's not right. I mean, I know voting, everyone should vote. I'm not saying that people shouldn't vote, but I mean, it's like you can't
These
beat
big
downstate.
States, should start breaking up.
Yeah.
Or even just smaller states that are divided should break up.
Yeah.
But I always say New York City, but in my head when I say New York City, I picture Long Island. That's just a northern New York's view of New York City. That
yeah,
whole area
that,
is
right.
just
That's
New York
right.
City. But Long Island should just become a state of their own.
Let's see, we have Rhode Island, so we could call it Long Island. Still keep
right.
the name.
And New York City can still be in there.
Yeah.
Or if that's even where it is. My geography of the city area is just terrible.
No, I know.
It's absolutely
well,
terrible.
Manhattan is an island like Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think you could get there if you didn't have a bridge or boats or whatever. I mean, it's an island basically, and that's why in Montreal you go over I mean, they have roads
yeah,
built to
Montreal
there
once.
That's an island.
I didn't realize it was an island.
Yeah, Montreal's an island.
I remember a big bridge.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
didn't realize that's going to an island.
Yep.
I went to Old Montreal.
Oh, that's in not in Quebec.
No.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to Old Quebec City?
No, I've only been.
My brother went. That was the original capital in the old days. And it's west of Montreal, but he said that it's beautiful. I mean, a lot old buildings, but they keep it up really nice. And I think he said it's about like 2.5 hours west of Montreal. And I'd like to go there someday.
Yeah, Canada's a nice place. But the only thing and I'm not trying to be like racist or stereotypical or anything. It's just funny. I feel like Canadians are crybabies.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll agree with you
They're
to
weak.
A point. I think from you divide that country in half and everybody west are not. Everybody east, like Montreal and that,
yeah.
they dislike Americans. They
right.
wanted everybody in Canada to speak French, and that got voted down. And when you go up there, they treat Americans like that you go into a store and they make believe they don't speak English. When you say, how much is this? They go, oh, no, parlez-vous anglais? You know, so I said, okay. I put the thing down. I said, I'll go shopping somewhere else. And, oh, no, no, don't. You don't have to go. And I, you know, I left. And they do a lot of business in New York. A lot of tourists come down from Quebec.
Yeah.
And Quebec is the one you have to worry about. I mean, those people are just... I get off at exit 19. Well, at exit 18, they have a McDonald's. So we'll stop there for a cup of coffee on the way back. And whenever there's a busload of people from Montreal, they are just plain rude. And if they've just kind of like gone, and I'll talk to the girl behind the counter, and I said, what kind of time did he have? And they said, terrible. She said the whole busload came in to use the restrooms, and then they went next door to buy stuff. And it's like...
What do you think people say about Americans, though? Because we are very rude people. We are very rude people.
Yeah, I guess. But...
We go over... Like, if you go to Europe, I've never been, but all I hear from... I know people from Europe. Everybody thinks that we're arrogant, rude. When people come here, we don't try to speak their language. We're just like, what? We don't try. But yeah, the rest of the world pretty much speaks English as a second language.
Right. Because that's then, pretty much, it's an international language. I mean.
Right. I mean, at least most people know broken English at the least. And, or we'll try to speak it. But, like, we go to other countries and we don't even try.
Well.
We're like, food.
Right.
Food, drink, water.
See, what I mean, what my thought is, I think anybody that comes over here should learn English. I mean, that English should be our national language, but it's not. But if you go to a foreign country, you should... have some
you should try
a
to.
Little bit to yeah
or at least try to learn
right or bring a computer they have
especially with technology translation today.
yeah you can you I mean isn't it out. Isn't there Google has a thing where you talk into it and it
and in real time
it, in real time it brings it to the language. I mean, at least you're trying to get your point across in their language. I mean, but it's got to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go over and insult them and think they have to.
Another worldview of America is cowboys.
Yeah.
I know some people from Japan because we did a foreign exchange program when I was in high school. And I said to this one kid, I was like, what do you guys think of when you think of Americans? And they're like, well, rude, cowboys, and big eyes.
Wow. Big eyes. Yeah, because they're so...
Oh, well, they love our eyes. I mean, Japanese people really love Americans for some reason. Just they love our beauty standards and our eyes.
Wow.
Because we sent kids over there, too. And they said when they went to school with them, they were just like...
Looking, staring.
Like staring at them with awe, like... You guys are beautiful. I don't know.
Gee.
Thank you.
I'm taking you home with me. Keep saying that.
But they really did seem to like us, but they did say that a lot of people view us as rude.
Yeah.
Rude Americans.
But have you ever seen Japanese do karaoke?
No.
It's always a Western song.
Is it?
It's always a cowboy song.
Yeah, when they Japanese really... people think of America, they think of the Wild West.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, we don't really associate ourselves with it. I feel like the West, when you live in America, the West kind of gets forgotten about.
Right.
You got East Coast, West Coast, and Texas.
And Texas.
But, like, the Midwest just gets forgotten about.
And you know what? That's where everything happened in those days. I mean, Wyoming and Montana.
Yep.
I mean, like, you, Jesse James and... They were in, like, Wyoming, Montana, Missouri. They weren't like in California or Arizona. They were in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks they were in like California was like the Wild West.
Right.
And, well, Texas may have been because that was big yeah. cattle country. But yeah, people's perceptions of
it's
a
funny.
Country are different.
When you live there.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Like my overall perception of America is nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And
right
then England just thinks we're stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid Americans. Everyone else thinks we're rude. The Japanese love us and thinks we're cowboys riding horses everywhere
yeah,
with guns.
But with England, they're just still mad we beat them in the Revolutionary War. They can't get over that.
They're probably just jealous of our freedom because it's terrible over there.
Is it?
Yeah, they don't, or at least in the UK. I'm really bad with geography.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I say England, and I say UK, and I think it's all of England.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know where
no,
the UK
I think the UK is Scotland, too, the United Kingdom. I think because England, I think, is in charge of Scotland and maybe Wales.
I got like an 89 in
yeah.
geography. It
but
was
no,
my worst subject.
Yeah. But I don't know about Ireland. I don't think, well, I remember they used to have the wars, the Catholics and
yeah.
the Protestants, and I don't know if the Protestants were English. But anyway, yeah, there's a couple countries there, Wales, I think, and Scotland, are the United Kingdom and England, of course, but
anyway, they have they took their guns away. Now they're trying to take the knives away. The parliament is getting scolded for bullying.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I heard, which makes a little sense, what's going on in this country today, you know, with the far left and what they're doing. And you have a congresswoman who's telling people that you shouldn't, you should bother Republicans or whoever voted for Trump or works for him to harass them in restaurants and bother their families in the gas station and grocery stores and that. But, and you know how they want to take guns away. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. And with all these mobs now coming up and doing things, they said that was like Germany. We're getting like Germany 3 years before Hitler took over.
Yeah.
And
I see the resemblance. Yeah.
You know, and they said, I don't know. I think it's kind of a scary time, actually.
Oh, it is scary
it
time.
It really is.
Gloom and doom. Gloom and doom.
Yeah, gloom and doom. But you're going to a wedding tomorrow and have fun, so
yeah.
I don't know how much gloom that will be. But
two rules you never do at a wedding. Talk politics and religion.
Right.
So
even in church, you don't talk religion.
I'm confused.
During a wedding.
Oh, at the dinner.
Yeah.
You just don't,
oh, at the
you
dinner.
Don't, you don't talk politics. That's the only reason why I go to weddings.
No, yeah, no politics, no religion.
Food.
The food. Yeah, usually the food's good.
The food. Hopefully.
Yeah, you don't know where the reception is?
I don't know anything about this wedding.
Do you know what city it's in?
Lincoln. Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay. Are you driving?
Driving there, yes.
Okay. You got GPS?
Yeah.
Because you might end up on the other side of
I get lost so easily.
Well, I do too. That's why GPS is great, because I can't remember my way. If I go someplace once, I can't remember my way back again till I do it for three or four times.
Yeah, you gotta do it a few times. Yeah, I know things by landmarks for a long time. And then as I am in the area long enough, I'll start to learn the street names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know all the streets where I live. I know the surrounding towns because I grew up in that
area.
But when I moved down towards school and I was learning the capital area, I started learning landmarks first.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do.
And I still don't really know the street names yet, but... Right.
But that's what I do on my bus runs. Like, if you get a new kid or that, you look for a landmark that you're coming up to the street, like maybe a yield sign or, you know, a bush with a sign right next to it or something that makes you remember. So you'll, when you see it.
Or the blue fire hydrant.
Right. Yeah, but then they come and repaint it the next day and you're shot. Where's that blue fire hydrant? I got to keep going. It's
like, yeah. I'm terrible with direction, giving directions too, because I'm like, take a left at the red house and down the street to
the
blue
house.
Don't
remember this show, but F Troop, which was which was a comedy back way back, and it was about the army back in the 1870s or 60s or something, and it was really funny, and they had an Indian tribe, the Hikawis, so. Captain of the fort, they used to do business with the Kaui tribe, but it was like Chinese things. They used to make little things for them, and the army guys would sell them without the general knowing about it. So they said, how do we get to this place where they're making things? And the chief goes, well, you go down this path and take a right at the rock that looks like a bear. Then you go down a little more until you see a bear that looks like a rock. And I'm saying to myself, you know, that because that bear's not going to be there. And what are you going to do when you get to the area where you got to take a left, you know? So
you won't know where to go.
Now, are you staying overnight?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You're going to sightsee at all? No? You're going to, bless you.
Oh, thank you.
You just going to leave on
Sunday? Yeah, just
going to
leave in the morning.
Okay. That's not that bad of a ride either, is it? Like three?
3 hours, three and a half. Is it
3.5? Yeah. I went there once, but I can't remember anything about it, so.
All right. I feel an allergy attack coming on.
Yes.
So I need to get okay. out some fresh air and get some water.
All right.
So I think I'm going to cut it short there, and I will see you next time.
Yes. And
before I start sneezing everywhere.
Yeah. Have a good week.
Thanks.